for a second there, I thought to myself, do you know what? He's not going to make it in. But no, all is well. Nevin's in the world.
Text 51554 and include the keyword Marty.
We're still alive.
Thank God.
Thank God for that.
We recovered.
We've recovered. So you ready?
Your feet are sore. Yours.
Oh, I'm worn out after all the ploughing that we did. Have any books left at all? No, I'd say most of them are gone.
Yeah, I have one or two.
And now in his third printing. What's it called?
Nevin's Home Economics for Life.
When are you on the telly?
I'm on the telly now at the end of the month.
End of the summer.
I am, yeah. Nevin's Spanish Trails. Are you looking forward to it, Marty?
I am looking forward to it.
Sure, you're
looking forward to winning the streak.
Chemistry, of course.
Gotcha. Yeah, we're back.
Well, I would be working most Saturday nights, but can I tell you, you just give so much happiness to so many people, in particular my mother-in-law Eileen. She loves you on the TV.
But she's a very intelligent woman.
Of course.
She has great taste.
But she loves that show.
As long as she keeps telling people. We have great fun.
You're brilliant.
It's people television.
It is. It's you too. It's the chemistry and how genuine you
have a great old time.
You
really do. Well, thank you for that. And your show will be starting. We must talk about your show as well.
Yeah, we will. We'll talk about it next week.
But I know the book is out there and flying it.
Yeah, doing well. Thank you.
So now what are we doing today?
We're doing Sunday lunch.
Good man.
And we're going to do a very nice roast.
Now what are you doing?
Roast lamb.
Yes.
Roast lamb, and it's the leg of lamb which we're using, with braised lettuce and peas, if you don't mind. And then we're going to do a lovely homemade mint sauce and some salted caramel. Cool. Creme brulee.
Ah, my favourite dessert.
Oh my God, now you're talking.
Oh.
I like you. Okay, now, so this will serve six.
This is the lamb now.
Yeah, this is the lamb.
Lamb Lies Down on Broadway. What a great album. Talk to
so
me.
So what we do, we preheat the oven to 200 degrees, and that's gas mark six, and then we blend in some garlic. So I'm using two cloves of garlic, which are peeled, a little bit of whole grain mustard, so that's a tablespoon of whole grain mustard, parsley and lemon juice and oil in a food processor. You're making a paste.
Yes.
So what you're going to do then, you're just going to smear this all over the lamb. So the mustard works really well. You have your herbs there, your lemon, garlic. They all work really well. I've said parsley, but rosemary, you'd probably chop that and sprinkle that in after you've blended it, if you know what I mean. Rosemary and lamb work beautiful together. But we're going to serve it with some mint sauce, which we'll talk about in a minute.
Okay.
So what we do, Marty, is you cut the potatoes and you slice them, okay? So you slice the potatoes, put them onto a tray. You drizzle them with a little bit of oil. And we're just using some white rooster potatoes, rather. You slice them really thinly.
Ah,
they're very versatile.
Yeah,
they're beautiful.
They are.
Now, you could...
Like ourselves.
You could do this a little bit different with versatile. You could do this with sweet potatoes and rooster potatoes, so you have a lovely balance of colour. So what you do is you're sitting your lamb on top of the sliced potatoes, a little bit of stock onto a tray, and then you're going to cook the lamb for about an hour and 15 minutes until it's slightly pink, and you need to let it rest for 20 minutes. Now, how you let it rest, Marty, is you cover it really well with two or three sheets of tin foil, and it's going to keep warm. It's not going to go cold, but it's going to rest. Now, if you get a butterfly leg of lamb, your butcher will have to do this to bone out the leg of lamb because it cooks faster. Great one for a barbecue. Trust me, this beautiful cut. But this is a traditional way of roasting on the bone. Right. Always a wee bit trickier to carve, but it works actually really, really, really
and,
well.
And in the carving,
yes.
Any tricks?
Any tricks? Good sharp knife. I would start off from the... So say you hold the kind of like the shank end, it's
yes.
called, which is the top of the leg, and then just work from the bottom. And always work away from yourself.
I wish you hadn't
good
said
sharp.
That.
Why?
You said work from the bottom.
Work.
So just... Anyway, it's fine. Carry on.
Work from the bottom of the leg of lamb.
Bottom of the leg of lamb.
I'm sorry about
Thank
that.
You. No, it's fine. I get over it eventually.
I think this
no,
TV is getting excited
oh,
for you.
Oh, no. It's about right now.
So what we do, okay, so you have your potatoes, you have your lamb. You can baste it with a little bit of the roasting juices if you want to, but
sure.
It doesn't take long to cook a leg of lamb. So while that's in cooking, then what you're going to do is you're going to heat some oil in a pan, say a saucepan. You're going to cook in this recipe. We have pancetta or streaky bacon diced. We call that lardons. That's the proper name for that if you see it in the supermarket. Smoky is best. Pancetta is cured Italian belly of pork, which is delicious and usually served in a pasta dish or something like
wonderful.
That. Carbonara. It's gorgeous. Mm. It is. So streaky bacon, rashers, smoked if you can get. So
you'd favour the smoked, wouldn't you?
Yeah. I would. I would. I like smoke anyway, not even that, but I like it. So a little bit of oil, get that nice and crispy, and then with your cos salad, what you do is you quarter them. So you're not actually chopping them, you're quartering them. This is really important. And then what you do is tomatoes, some frozen peas, a little bit of chicken stock. You're actually braising. It's called peas à la française, the proper name for this, with the actual lettuce in it and the bacon. You're adding flavour. Now, it's an interesting complement for roast lamb, but it actually works really well with the lettuce, which is still a little bit of a crunch, with your peas and your smoked bacon. I'm telling you, that'll be done start to finish in 15 minutes.
And remind us again what you're doing with the peas.
Okay, so the peas go in from frozen.
Yeah.
Packet of peas. In with some chicken stock. In with your lardons of bacon, which are already cooked, and then in with your lettuce.
Yes.
So you're braising it. That's what we call it.
Braising.
In a pan. Braising. No need for it to go into the oven. That's probably best done fresh. Okay?
Oh.
A very quick mint sauce, just for your listeners. This makes 150 mils. We have a packet of fresh mint, leaves which are finely chopped, a little bit of, 1 tablespoon, excuse me, of caster sugar, 4 tablespoons of boiling water, and where the tartness comes in, white wine vinegar. So you'd always have that maybe if you're poaching eggs. Remember we spoke
that's
about
right,
breakfast?
That's right, that's right.
So 4 tablespoons of that. So it's sweet and sour, and you mix that all together. So in a jug, you put the mint, sugar, boiling water, and then you add in the vinegar, and that's it. You
so
mix
you just
it
stir
all.
Away.
That's a homemade one. Now you can put it in a Nutribullet and make a kind of a puree
sauce.
Could
you keep that? No, you could.
Yeah, you could. Absolutely.
You?
Oh, God, yeah.
Well,
no problem.
Good.
You keep that for a week.
That's very good.
No problem at all. Have we got time to do the brûlée?
Oh, you've got what? I'm not letting you out of here without the creme brûlée.
Okay, so this serves it, and we're going to talk
about... It's just not very hard to do.
Okay, it's about technique. It's a very good question. It's about cooking it, that it doesn't curdle.
Mm.
And this recipe here, it's salted caramel. So what we're going to do, Marty, to get the custard, first of all, before we do the custard, we need to make our caramel. So what we're going to do is we're going to put in some of the granulated sugar into a pan with a little bit of water, and you're going to make a caramel. And then when that dissolves, it goes through different stages, and you bring up the heat, and you get a really kind of dark caramel.
Kind of a syrup.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That will take about maybe 8 to 10 minutes.
Okay.
Now, into that, what you're going to do is you're going to put in some of the cream to make the caramel, obviously.
Sure.
You're going to put in some sea salt. So I have 1.5 teaspoonfuls of sea salt. There's a really nice Irish one called Ackle sea salt. Ackle, Dingle. There's one in Donegal. I can't think of the name. And then there's one in County Louth. So there's 4 that I know that are producing Irish sea salt, which is lovely. So Marty, into that then, we're putting in some butter. So this is kind of like a sauce. So even if you don't make the creme brulee, if you follow the recipe and make the salted caramel sauce, you can do the most beautiful ice cream sundae. And forget the technique of doing
that. How much butter would you put into this?
Bit of butter. So in the recipe it says 2 ounces. That's roughly about a spoonful of butter.
Okay.
So it is. And I would use salted butter for this.
Yes.
So you've made that first of all. And then Marty, what you do is 12 egg yolks, the vanilla pods, which are expensive, by the way, they've gone up in price.
Have they?
Oh, for sure. Oh my God, they've got so expensive. Vanilla pods with the seeds, scrape out the seeds, or you can use 4 teaspoonfuls of vanilla extract. Extract is better than essence. It's more natural. And then we have, Marty, 1¾ pint of cream. So you mix all that together, add in your salted caramel sauce into your custard, and then you pour it into a dish like a ramekin. You know, like a small little kind of white ramekin, Marty?
Yeah.
Small little kind of dish, pour it into that, and then you need to bake them in a bain-marie. Now, this is where it gets kind of, not tricky, but just, it's just a chefy thing.
Sure.
A bain-marie is just a tray, a big tray that you set the dishes in and you half fill it with water. Because if you don't use the water, because this needs to go into the oven to cook.
That's right.
And if you don't use the water, it curdles.
Okay.
So you need to be really careful.
So exactly how do you do this?
Exactly. So first of all, the oven is 150 degrees. It's a fan oven, okay, that I'm using. You get your large tray. You've made your custard. You've made your salted caramel into your ramekins. So you get a nice large deep dish. Put in the ramekins and then pour the water around the dishes, not into the dishes. So you're actually protecting them, to be honest with you.
How high up?
Oh, about half fill them. Half fill the tray.
Half fill,
and that they're coming halfway to the ramekins.
Well done.
Good man. Marty, these are going to take about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And you test for a little wobble. So I would recommend if you're doing this for a Sunday lunch or any kind of a lunch, you do these the day ahead, for sure. They're nicer cold. We would always do these. Say if we ever have creme brulee on our Sunday lunch menu, they're always done in the Saturday. Excuse me, and glazed order.
Yes.
We have them already cooked. Let them sit in the tray out of the oven, and then when they're cold or cool, into the fridge.
How do you test them?
Clink, Philip. You test like a little bit of a wobble just when they're beginning to set.
Oh, okay. All right.
They will continue to cook.
Yeah. You'll notice I'm very interested in the making of these.
What's that?
I'm very interested in the making
of
these,
guys. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And then what you do, Marty, is you put them into the fridge and let them rest. And then just before you serve them, take them out of the fridge. There's a thing called a sugar dredger, which is fantastic, or you can sprinkle it by hand. I'll tell you why sugar dredger is good, because you get a more even layer of sugar.
All right, what
now,
is it?
In the recipe, it says 6 tablespoons of granulated or icing sugar. Or there's another sugar that we use in the restaurant called cassinade sugar. And it's a raw sugar cane. You'll get it at the supermarket, sell it, I've seen it.
Cassonade.
Yeah, Cassonade. It's just a brown sugar, and I think it's the best, personally, I do. So just to remind people, it's you drizzle over the sugar on top of your coot creme brulee, your custard, that's really what it is, and then you get a blowtorch or underneath the grill. There's a bit of work now to
this. Yeah, there is.
You know? Yeah, there's no...
You can destroy all your previous work. It set fire to the thing.
Do you know, it set fire. Well, a small, excuse me, blowtorch will cost you about maybe 15 to 20 euro. And, like, we have a big one at work, you know, and they're brilliant. We use it quite a bit.
That's for frightening the locals.
Well... if they don't pay their bill.
That's right. Yeah.
So a layer of sugar, and you glaze them for about 1 or 2 minutes until you dissolve the sugar, and then you have that beautiful crunchy top, creamy custard, salted caramel. Oh my God.
Oh, it's just the most
hungry.
Wonderful thing.
I wish I bought you
starving.
One. I wish I bought
you're
you.
You're not the only one. Salted caramel creme brulee. I love creme brulee.
So do I.
And I've told you before, I don't do dessert except creme brulee.
That's brilliant.
I can't.
Oh, I'm going to have to bring you creme brulee.
I can't say no when I say I love them to bits.
But you see, the problem is for me getting up to calf and to hear out of them, I'll eat them.
I know. And it wouldn't be warm by the time you'd be back, because you wouldn't be allowed in here with a blowtorch.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
You would not. You would not. Salted caramel creme brulee and roasted lamb with braised lettuce and peas.
How does that sound?
That's
nice Sunday
gorgeous
lunch.
Sunday lunch. Jeepers, that's lovely. Thank you so much, my friend. That's
you
fantastic.
Are very welcome.
And we'll see you next week, please God. But in the meantime, just to say, well done on the book.
Thank
that's
you.
That's doing so well. Let's talk about your TV thing, because we'll be streaking.
We'll be streaking.
No, what? You and me.
Oh, sorry.
Nobody wants to see that. Winning streaking
good
on
luck
the
with
television.
That.
And your show will be called what?
Nevin's Spanish Food Trails.
What country did you go to, Nevin?
Smart Alec.
Without me again.
County Cavan.
I think you stand at airports making sure Whelan isn't there so you can get away. Anyway, we'll talk about that next week. Keep the faith, Nevin.
God bless.
Stay home, my friend.
Bye-bye.
Bring
Thank
on
you.
The creme brulee.